In most organizations, budget season is met by groans from quite a few directions. Operational departments groan because they have to spend precious time and effort on an activity that is regarded as being non-core. The finance department groans because budgets cause a lot of additional work and careful planning is needed to manage the deadlines. If the budget process is, however, implemented correctly, budget season should be a time for managers to display their strategic skills in leading, planning, and coordination. The rest of this broadcast will focus on the budget process. The budget process usually follows after the strategic direction has been formulated. Individual strategies for sales, operations, corporate services, and finance need to be formulated and documented, as the strategic decisions will impact directly on the budget and the budget process. The more detail included in the strategy document, the easier the budget process will be. There are 8 stages in the budget process. The outcome of these stages is a total budget with subsections for sales, operations, corporate services, and finance. You will quickly realize that a budget is much more about communication than it is about figures. Let's look at the stages one by one. The first stage in the budget process is communicating the policy and guidelines to the budget custodians. Budget custodians are usually all the people in the organization that authorize expenses. Budget custodians usually provide input in the budget for the areas that are under their control. As budget custodians are often not finance staff, this communication is crucial as it will set the scene for the rest of the process. Once the scene is set, determining the constraints can follow in the second stage. Constraints are factors that restrict output. There are usually very few real constraints in an organization. Constraints could be factors such as cash flow, production capacity, or scarce skills. By determining the constraints early on in the budget process, the budget custodians should be able to submit reasonable initial budgets. This will help to save time later on when negotiating the final budget. The third stage in the process is the preparation of a sales budget. A common mistake made when compiling the sales budget is to simply take a previous year's sales figures and adjusting it by a percentage. Although this approach is very quick, it does not usually provide the correct information for planning and budgeting purposes. It is better to use the sales strategy as the basis for the preparation of the sales budget. Sales strategy should outline the detail of the products to be sold. Any new products that might be developed or purchased must also be included in the strategy. The sales strategy is not complete without knowing how much of each product will be sold to which customer. Determining the sales price per product is an area that deserves attention. Often in organizations, the sales price is determined by taking the cost price and adding a percentage for profit. This approach might again be quick, but it may lead to the organization missing out on opportunities. A better but more time-consuming way to determine the sales price is to determine what the market is willing and able to pay for such a product. This amount will lead to better decisions about the selling price for products. The sales budget is compiled by taking the sales strategy and any constraints identified into account. The budget needs to be specific on the sales price, the volume per product, and the sales mix, as this information is necessary again further on in the budget process. The completed sales budget provides the information for the next stage. The fourth stage in the budget process is the initial preparation of the operating, corporate services, and finance budgets. The operational budget contains information about the production and inventory levels, as well as direct costs for materials, labor, and overheads. The corporate services budget includes expenses for selling and administration. Both the operational and corporate services budgets can carry a component of revenue expenses and capital expenses. The finance budget aims to balance cash availability while maximizing interest income from idle funds. Information from the sales budget provides the income section of the finance budget. The figures from the operational and corporate services budgets are included in the expense section when preparing the finance budget. Once the finance budget is complete, the four subsections that make up the total budget are now completed. The total budget can now be negotiated with superiors and other stakeholders. Stage 5 in the budget process is negotiating the budgets with superiors. There is a saying that goes, "You don't get what you deserve, but you get what you negotiate." This is in a way true for budgets. If the constraints have been correctly identified and clearly communicated, this stage should be completed with minimum fuss. Stage 6 in the budget process is coordinating and reviewing the budget. During this stage, the total budget is reviewed to make sure that the combined picture fits the strategy of the organization. Any discrepancies between revenue and expenses need to be corrected before the budgets can be accepted. The second last stage in the budget process is the acceptance and implementation of the budgets. This step is important as it pinpoints responsibility and accountability. It also provides the organization with a roadmap for activities. A well-prepared budget can serve as a motivator throughout the organization. After implementation, the budget needs to be reviewed at certain intervals. The final stage in the budget process is the ongoing review of the budget. As a budget is based on assumptions and uncertainties, a regular review is necessary to adjust to the changing environment in which an organization operates. The timing of the reviews are usually determined and communicated during the first stage in the budget process. These stages in the budget process build on one another. Each stage is important in its own right, to ensure that the information is available for use in the stages that follow. Once your organization has gone through all the stages, the strategy should have been translated into tangible plans and actions, certainly not a non-core activity. By the final release of the budget, the whole organization should be ready and excited to perform well in the next financial period.